Toyota Zoe, Rabbit Aria, Bamberger.
Does anybody have the keys?
Does anybody have the keys?
Speak to
you. So this week's Kisiso, we speak about the Chatzi Shekel. So somebody said a small joke, why is there a Chatzi Shekel as opposed to a whole Shekel? So somebody suggested that the Chatzi Shekel, the other half, it was a matching campaign. The other half was matched. So I was thinking to myself, what would happen nowadays if there'd be a matching? It would be a campaign, a tzedakah campaign for yeshiva. And the campaign would work like this. The aniyim, the poor people who can't afford anything, are not allowed to give more than £10. That's the we're only accepting. And it's going to be a matching campaign that the ashirim, the people who can afford it, need to match the aniyim. Also, no more than £10. Imagine what the chiddush that would be. We're not accepting more than £10 from every donator. It would make a big chiddush in the world. It would be a big headline. So I think it's quite a strange thing. Most times you've got a moysad and somebody's offering money, we accept it. So I think it's quite strange, this exchange with a half a shekel, that we say, ha'oni lo yamit. This we understand. Every person has, he can't give more, he can't give less. This you understand. On the other hand, ha'oshir lo yarbe. Oshir is not allowed to give more than half a shekel. And the question is, why should that be? Why should that be that a person is not allowed to give more? He wants to do a mitzvah. What's wrong with that? So I was thinking, there's yesoid. When we look at mitzvahs, we look at ourselves, ke'ilu, as yetzahar, not letting us. But be'etzem, if we'd want to, there's any mitzvah which we decide to do, it's in our yecholis, it's in our hands. It's not so simple. Your Bat Yisrael brings down, we say in Tfilas, Yom Neiron, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Zerchenu L'Zchuyos. What does that mean, Zerchenu L'Zchuyos? The Teretz says that, of course, Averis, a person is not allowed to do. But, Zechusim, to be able to do Zechusim isn't so simple. Not every person decides to do Zechus, eventually gets it. I need the special Tfilas, Zerchenu L'Zchuyos, which attack and get Zechusim. Zechuyos. So, I heard a story about that. Somebody taka wasn't zoicha, and it's a bit of a pachadigamai. So, it reminds us that it's not all of it is in our hands. There was a person who was a very wealthy man, a millionaire, but unfortunately, he was never zoicha to get tzedakah properly. And people used to ask him for Moses HaTorah, Moses HaChesed, and various things, and he always either gave very little or nothing at all. He always write out very small donations. He never gave lefi erkoi. Then he came very ill, and he's about to die. And then somebody's about to die, he sees he was going to go to Olam HaEmes. He didn't give any Torah, he makes a cheshbon, not very good, and tefillah, and even stocker, which he could have given, not very gewaldig. So he decides he's going to write a tzavah. In his tzavah he writes, all his money, millions of pounds, should all go to Loim Dei Torah. Beautiful. So at least L'Acha Moiso, you should have the schus of giving money to Tzedakah. Very good. After the Shiva, people hear about this. There's a new fund, millions of pounds. And a few Rosh Hashiva knock on the door of the lawyer who was taking care of it, a Goyish lawyer. Now this lawyer was a big anti-Semite. He couldn't hold the thing that so much money is going to go for Yidden. So the first Rosh Hashiva knocked on his door, he said to him, Yeshiva asked him, no, I've got a yeshiva and we're learning Torah. So he said, no, it doesn't say anywhere in this tzavah that it's going to go for Jews. It could just as well be going for the Bible study group down the road. Steht nicht, doesn't say, it says Loim Dei Torah. Old Testament is called Torah. The yeshiva started arguing with him. He says, this is a from person. He didn't get stuck here, but you know, he didn't have... He said, look, I know what it says. It says here, those people who study Torah. Study Torah, doesn't say a word about Jews. And then the whole thing went to the church down the road. They studied this, they studied the Old Testament. So not only did they not get his chusm out of that, but Chaz HaShem actually even faket. We see there's the musik of somebody who wasn't zeicha. And we've seen in the Torah many times this concept of somebody who's not zoicha. David the Melech wanted to be mekalel somebody who was a big rasha, and he said, even when they kovish the Yetzirah and they give tzedakah, hachshilim ba'anim she'inu mehoganim, make them have the nichshel of anim which they ain't mehogan. Not every person who gives tzedakah necessarily goes to the right place, but davam zchusim, you need to have a zchusim for that. On the other hand, we find there's a story of a poor cobbler in Europe, and he put aside a penny every time for every shoe that he made. He put aside a penny, and after many years he had made the money, and he decided he's going to pay the fee of somebody to go on the way to yeshiva. That's what he could afford. He found out many years later the person who had paid the trip to yeshiva was Reb Aaron Kotler. Imagine the schusim. Many gvir would have loved to have that schus, but this person was zeicher. So the question is, the million dollar question, how is a person zeicher to be able to have big schusim? There's a Mishnah in Ovis, which has the key. The key is, the Mishnah says, Hevizor be mitzvah kala, a person should be very careful, even of a very small mitzvah. It looks like to be very small. And a person should be careful of doing even a small avera. Why is that? You could say, because every mitzvah, we don't know what every mitzvah is. But the Mishnah says something more than that. The Mishnah says, Shemitzvah gereres mitzvah. Every mitzvah brings another mitzvah. Uscha mitzvah mitzvah. There's two things over here. The first point is mitzvah gereres mitzvah. When we say goyra, we say schlepping. Goyra or the mitzvah kesev esafsel, Mishnah says. Imagine an ant and he's schlepping a sugar cube. That's the most thing. He's not maybe, he's schlepping. So you got mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Small mitzvah is schlepping a very big mitzvah after that. But then the Mishnah adds on something. The Mishnah adds on schar mitzvah mitzvah. What's the Mishnah saying? Schar mitzvah mitzvah. We know that every mitzvah person does, we should do l'shem l'shma. But every mitzvah person does, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has got schar neil mabo. And at the same time, in this world also, v'hayim shema, we say every day, every mitzvah gives schar. What does that mean? Schar mitzvah is another mitzvah. And the Torah says, hu advarim shadabarano. This is exactly what we're saying. That not every person who's decided to do a mitzvah can necessarily, a person who's got nekudas of bechira, it can be quite limited. Both for mitzvah the Torah, by mitzvah the mutter. A person can't decide to switch radically in one way. But a person can build it up, gradually. Every mitzvah a person does, builds it up, bit by bit, until he can do very, very big schosim. And that is the teretz. If a person wants to do schosim, schar mitzvah mitzvah, every extra yisamlus, every extra try to do the mitzvahs which he's already doing, slightly better, to add maybe a bit of the shem shemaim, to think a bit of the shech mitzvah tmidus, every person can add even a slight mitzvah. And a person shouldn't think this is a very small mitzvah, because it's an investment. Every mitzvah can grow and grow. When somebody's investing money, and he's hoping to get revachim, he's not thinking, oi, he's invested £1,000, oi, terrible, £1,000 came out of my pocket. He's not focusing on that at all. He's focusing, he's very happy, because this £1,000 will come £10,000, or £100,000, or a million, whatever the case is. So when a person's doing a mitzvah, he's not thinking so much of the mitzvah. He's thinking, and this mitzvah will the mitzvah Hashem bring to even a very big mitzvah. Somebody suggested limus chus of a person who was supporting somebody else regularly. And then that person asked, maybe give him a big sum of money to start him off in business. And that person didn't want to. And the person standing on the side was very surprised. He's about chesed, he's been supporting this person for years. And then the person telling me of the story said, maybe it's very difficult for this Oisha, because for him, to give £20,000 to start off this person in business isn't £20,000, because looking at the Gvir, £20,000 is really £100,000, because that's what he knows, he can make money of it. So it's much more difficult. So when somebody does a mitzvah, he needs to bear in mind what will change after that. So I heard a story, but it brings out this point that a mitzvah can change a person. There was a person, let's call him Yankel. Yankel had a problem. Yankel was a partial to a bit of Lechaim. He enjoyed a wee drama, as they say in Scotland. He liked having a bit of whiskey. The problem was, when he came Friday night, he had a very strong minig to have Lechaim after the fish. So the whole week, he kept himself back. But he came after the fish, he had a little Lechaim. So one Lechaim isn't terrible. The problem was, one turned into two, and three, and four. It wasn't good. It wasn't. So his friends told him, Friday nights are special, and what's with Zmiras and Devarei Torah? He can't go on. And after they spoke to him a few, he thought to himself, you're right, you're right. He's a Elech Hayid. He can't go on. He went around telling all his friends, he's got a new Kabbalah, he's got a new Achlata. From now on, Friday night, one L'chaim. That's it, no more, one L'chaim. So, his friend Yitzchok is very happy, because he wants to have a shmuz with his friend. He's a good friend, he just has a problem with alcohol. So he goes around Friday night, the Suda, expecting to maybe be able to return and smears. And he sees his friend is piling it on. One, two, three. She says, "Your uncle, what happened? You told me only one L'chaim." She said, "You're right. I've decided one L'chaim. But the problem was, once he had one L'chaim, I became a new man. I became totally different, a new man. This new man decided he wanted two and three and four and five." When somebody does a mitzvah, it's not the person, the same person doing a mitzvah. The person becomes changed. The Chazal Shalom Fakir also, somebody else is also changed. And with this new mitzvah, a person says, yes, until now maybe he didn't want to do a mitzvah. But now he's a changed person. Now he wants to do more mitzvahs. And this new mitzvah wants to continue and continue till he does very great mitzvahs. And I hear the story, we shouldn't think it's only dafka, very great mitzvahs. Even a very small mitzvah can change a person totally. Reb Noach Weinberg is a big Makarov. He set up Eish HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, a Makarov, tens of thousands of people. And he explained a bit the system, how it works in Makarov people. And he said the story with his father. His father, I think, was a Rav. He was living in America. And he met a Yid, the Friar Yid Nebuch, who was working on Shabbos. So he asked this Yid, "Why are you working on Shabbos? The Torah says you're not allowed to work on Shabbos." So the person said, "What can he do? He needs to work upon us. He needs the money." He could have started arguing. We didn't argue with him. He said, "Okay, let's say he needs the money. But what's with Kiddush Friday night? At least he comes home, let's say 9 o'clock, or let's say 6 o'clock. Kiddush he can't make." And then he said, "And besides for Kiddush and having a Suda, but switching on the lights, you can switch on the lights before Shabbos. He needs that panosa, okay, fine. But the lights, he doesn't need to switch on." So the person thought about it, said, you're right. Kiddush Friday night, I'll need to do. And switching on lights, I don't need to do that. I don't need to switch on the lights. That night, that week, Friday night, came home very late. He needed to work late. And he made Kiddush, Chol HaShemayim. And he had a Suda. I don't know he had a Suda, but he had a Suda. And he was careful, no malachas. No malachas, as much as he knew, Friday night. And then the next morning he woke up and he said, "Look, it's Shabbos. Why should I take the car to the business? Let me walk." He needs to be in the business 9 o'clock. He's going to walk. Gets up early. And he walks to the business. And he thinks to himself, it's not really right. It's Shabbos. The next week, he thinks to himself, he's going to make Kiddush. Why shouldn't he come home a bit earlier? Kiddush should be, he make Kiddush and coming home late, that doesn't really work. So he said, by day, he's going to go into the office. But by night, he'll take off 2 hours. It's not so bad. So that day, and he walks home Friday night. And just becomes a man, he walks home and he makes Kiddush Friday night. The next week, already he thinks to himself, you know what? He's thinking in his office, he's thinking, which malachas can he do? Maybe writing doesn't really need to do. He's feeling very, very guilty about the whole thing. 5 weeks later, he wasn't going to the office anymore, became a total Shomer Shabbos. What changed? Did he all of a sudden win the lottery? He doesn't need to go into the business? What happened was, he was starting to be Shomer Shabbos even a little bit. Even though a person would think, oh, what's it worth? Shabbos, only half of Shabbos? It's not true. Every small part of Shabbos is very precious. If Chaz Shalom, if a person is showing me Shabbos, a person shouldn't think, a person needs to be showing the whole Shabbos, but on the way in, a person is trying to increase himself, even a very small amount can increase, can change the person. And that's what we're speaking about, Zecheinu L'Zchuyos. When we say Zecheinu L'Zchuyos, and a person, for instance, a person is trying to get out of bed in the morning, and maybe he finds it very difficult. Person needs to think, maybe I'll try a little bit, maybe a minute earlier. It might sound, well, what am I achieving at all? But even a little bit moving towards that direction is already a schus, and it's changed the person. And eventually, he'll increase himself. And this agav is a very good yisod to know. Because, for instance, imagine that you have a friend who's making a kiddush, and he's forgotten to come. He's forgotten. How do you start apologizing to him? So, you tell him, you don't say, "I forgot." It doesn't sound so good. You say, "Look, coming to your Kiddush is a big schus. Not everyone's zeiche. I wasn't zeiche." It's a tool to know. But sometimes you see it's not working. A person wants to get somewhere and it's not really going. He wants to increase something. So there's something we need to bear in mind as well. It's not only increasing. When a person's got a business and he sees he's not making a profit, so there's two things a person needs to bear in mind. First of all, a person needs to think, what can I do to increase the profits? But second of all, at the same time, a person needs to see where the loss is going. Of course, there's overheads, there's a business, and there's employees, but where can I cut back in the overheads a little bit? So a person needs to also bear in mind, where are the losses? Where are the losses being migareya? So let me tell you about an invention. Somebody told me many years back an invention, and it sounds very good, and I explained to you how it won't work. He said, I've got a good invention for having a car without a motor. How will that work? A car without a motor? How can you have a car without a motor? It's very simple. He'll have two cars, a back car and a front car, and we'll tie them together. So say, okay, two cars, how does that, okay, what's going to happen next? He said, I'm going to have two magnets. The back car is going to have a magnet in the front, and the car in the front is going to have a magnet in the back. So in between the two cars, there's going to be a magnet, a very powerful magnet. Now, magnets can either attract or they can either repel. So these are going to be magnets which repel. Now, the back car will push the front car because the magnet is pushing the back. The back car is pushing the front car. Now, the front car is tied to the back, so it'll pull it along. So continually push, the back car will continually push the front car through this magnet. It's a fantastic idea, and you've got a car without a motor. I thought to you a second, he says, there's a good idea on paper. Why is it not working? Why is it not practical? There is, in Japan, we know there's maglev, there's Yid invented this train which works magnetic, more of the same principle. But in a car, it won't work. Why not? So I thought to myself, the back car is pushing the front car. But at the same time, the front car is also pushing the back car. So you've got two powers negdi, put two powers at the same time. What happens is the car stays at the same time. So we spoke about every mitzvah is chah mitzvah. So theoretically we have this kasha. Every person learns the fiyomis, kevetim natoria, shachas menchamarit. Logically, every person should go on month by month, year by year, should, by its very nature, improve themselves. And what happens is sometimes you see a person, a few months later, a few years later, and he looks pretty much the same. Davening looks pretty much the same. Limited Torah, pretty much the same. Where is this chah mitzvah, where we said every mitzvah is goyra? So we have a Yesoid. Yesoid says, there's the Mishnah that the Gemara in Shabbos said, in Gemara Shabbos Kufman Vav, Reb Lozman Aroch was Kemayin HaMesgaber. Nevertheless, he went to a place, the Gemara speaks about a certain area in Eretz Yisrael, it was very nice water, it was very pleasant food there, and he says that Kipcho Aseres HaShvatim, maybe they were a bit overindulging, and that took away the whole Aseres HaShvatim. Well, that means maybe they'll feel that got some too much in the Gashmis, and that took them away from Klal Yisrael. He says, Reb Lozman Aroch, the Reb Lozman Aroch, Man HaMesgaber, he said, he went to this place, and if he dar gosoi, he overindulged a little bit. So, and he says, when he came back from this place, he had forgotten his whole learning. Imagine, we have gone to our soga in Rishon or Achron, and when he came back, he had forgotten his learning. And when he started, he had Aliyah, when he came to Kriyas HaTorah, instead of saying, HaChidish HaZeh Lechem, he had read, HaCheresh HaYeh Lebom. The heart was stopped up. Imagine this great, what the bush was. And Shtet Chazal would daven, and his Torah came back. There's a concept we know in Torah, that when it comes to Torah, not only do we need to be careful to be moisif, but we also need to be careful, the Gashmias shouldn't push us down. The Rambam says about B'chol Derechecha Da'eu, that whatever we do in Gashmias, we should have Kavanah L'Shem Shemaim. If somebody's overindulging, then it's a headwind and can stop this murder kapala of schar mitzvah mitzvah. So there's two things we need to bear in mind. When a person wants to be zirch the mitzvahs, first of all, is there any slight amount when it can be moisif to add some sort of mitzvah? And the second thing, maybe gashmis is very difficult to take less. But Rabbeinu Yoni says maybe to leave something on the plate, or nowadays, something less, is there anything less we can make in our gashmis or have kavan a bit l'shem shemaim? And that ultimately will balance our sheets, that we should go more in the way of profit. And once it's even a slight profit, there's compound and it goes more and more till a person grows. But then sometimes a person feels that even that is still not enough. And he feels he's not really growing. Now when he's stopping us in Avodas Hashem, There's two things which is stopping. This is our story of stalking this person. The Achamayis, he couldn't do anything. But sometimes the person feels pushed the big atlas. And atlas, if a person has got a laziness, he's also could be a person who's not zeicher. The Chofetz Chaim says in Parshas Bishalach a very interesting thought. He says sometimes you have some person, he looks a very strong person collecting stock, a very strong, strapping person. He's wondering, person wondering to himself, he should go and work. Why is he not working? Why is he coming for the stock? Chofetz Chaim says we should have a rachmanis on these people. He says sometimes it's bashet on somebody to become a wealthy person. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a merit, his rizos, and that makes him want to earn money, and he takes gets money. And then sometimes it's Vashet and somebody never, he should be a poor person. So even though he's very strong, Vashet he should be strong, but it's Vashet he should be poor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a very big laziness. The words of Chofetz Chaim is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours him with lead. Somebody's weighted down with lead, he can't move. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours him with lead and he can't move. He's never a big otzel. Chofetz Chaim says, we should have pity on these people, we should have rachmanis. Never, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a big lazy person. And he's not zeicher. We should have rachmanis and help them out. So sometimes this works in ruchnis also. We'd love to be zeicher, and we fear sometimes we would like to have this rizos, this geschmack in being matzliach. Where do we get it from? It's also part of the zechirin lezchuya. It's not only that somebody wants to give tzedakah. It's not only the fact of having the money, but it's also having the yicholus and the ability in this rizos. So what can a person do to add besides for a small amount of mitzvahs and besides for keeping back a bit the gashrus of having more l'shem shemaim? What can a person do? So there's a saying, a very well-known saying, Israeli saying. I wonder if anybody knows it. The saying goes like this. If force doesn't work... Oh, that's one thing. But if force doesn't work, then apply more force. That's the nusach they use in the Israelis. So there's a nusach. When we try to moisif and add in a little bit in our Avodas Hashem, there's on the one hand, adding a little bit. On the other hand, there's the Kirch of Mesiras Nefesh. And one of the parts where we see very clearly the Kirch of Mesiras Nefesh is by Chanukah. At Chanukah we see, where did this whole problem of Chanukah come about? It says, she strashlu ba'avoida. There was a bissel, some sort of laxity in Avodas Hashem. How are they zoicha with a tremendous ness of Rabbim Amiyad Ma'atim, between Be'at Ahurim, state there was zoicha, she mosru nafshom oleo. There were Mesiras Nefesh on Avodas Hashem. So we see, the Avodas Hashem, Avada, of course, every little bit of Avodas Hashem, every little helps. But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, if a person's Meis and Nefesh on doing mitzvahs, then all the gates are open. And it's a tremendous Yad Hashemayit indeed to be Zoicha. So I heard a story to illustrate this point, how the Koicha Mesiras Nefesh, it doesn't necessarily mean that Meis and Nefesh one mitzvah, he's Zoicha in that specific mitzvah. A person's a koyim shleima, a full person. If we look at it very gashmistig, a person wants to be zoicha to do tzedakah, so he needs to have more money. A person wants to be zoicha to learn more Torah, maybe he needs to have an open head. But if a person is talking about schusim, of being zoicha to do mitzvahs, then a person puts in more effort in tzedakah, then he's zoicha to have Torah. A person puts more effort in Torah, and his tefillah will work better. A person's a full koyim shleima, a person is a one organic body. So there was a person, a businessman, he worked as panosa, elech, a person, kaveitim, he davened three times a day. At one time, a person, I don't know if we can call him a rosha, something with very, very bad midas. And it hurt him to see somebody so successful in business. And this other person decided he's going to bring the other person down. A terrible thing, but it can happen. And the other person put in tremendous efforts to bring this fine year, let's call him Yitzchak, So Moshe put in a lot of effort that Yitzchak should go down in business. And he was nearly successful. This Yitzchak, this successful businessman, nearly lost his whole business. But in the end, Big Siat Ishmael eventually managed to find some way and he pulled through. And he got regained again. Okay. A few months later, somebody, David, comes collecting by his door. And he says, never somebody who's in business, and he's lost a lot of money, he's in a very difficult situation. And from hearing the story, he realizes that he's talking about this other person, Moshe. And he realizes that Moshe had so much tried to bring him down, he had spent a lot of money and nearly ruined his own business. Imagine the terrible midas of this person. He nearly ruined his own business to be able to ruin his business, the other person's business. And he's thinking to himself, he left the room, he couldn't, this dough that he was collecting, had no idea this whole story, just realizes a Yid is never a problem with Parnassa. But this person, Yitzchak, knew the whole story, he was in the get to him, and he went to a different room, and he had a very difficult, Yitzchak coming to him, says, why should he support such a person, a terrible person, he was meant to very, you mean, but very religiously. This person is a bad person. You don't help such a person. Somebody who actively destroys another Yid's panasa, and he's so interested in destroying another person's panasa, he will destroy his own person, his own panasa. How can he help such a person? And then the other hand, the Tov said, but even so, maybe it's Yitzchak Yahara, because it's your own business which you ruined. Maybe I should help him. And for 20 minutes, we're going forward and backwards, discussing, should he help him or should he not help him? And David is wondering, where is he gone to? He discusses, in the end, he decides, it's the Yetzer Hara speaking. It's true the person did something really, really bad and destroyed his business, and it's true he's a bad midas. But he's a Yid. He's still B'tzorich Am Yisrael. He's not B'tzorich Abikorasim, a meaning where we can't help him. He's a person with bad midas. We still need to help him. And he decides he's going to give a big sum, more than he normally gave, to help this person come back on his feet. So he comes back to Dov and he says, yeah, I'm giving a big check. Dov is wondering why we're taking so long, but he says, okay, doesn't know what's going on. Something very strange happened to Yitzchak that night. He came to Daf Yomi Shia. Normally, yeah, he listens, he's very tired after their business. Somehow he felt a very big geschmack in learning. And he participated much more than usual. He asked a lot of kashas, and the people but the Shia were wondering, what's going on? Why are they so alert today? It's not holidays or anything. Maybe he slept today. We're wondering, maybe he had a good day. The next day, he's in his business, but he's wondering. The Shia Daf Yomi is very good, and he's thinking kashas. And he thinks in the middle of the day, he's going to open the safe. He never normally opens the safe in the middle of the day. He's thinking, maybe I'll open the safe, check out what other is showing him. And he comes to the Shia later. He's already half an hour earlier preparing. And the people have seen there's a change. He's enjoying his learning. His head has opened up. And he decides to start cutting back a bit from his business. He doesn't need to work the whole day. 2 hours, and then 3 hours. But then, after a few months, he had gone out of business totally. He went into Koilel, and he went back to Koilel. He started learning. He was a very, very mutzlach in Koilel. And he was asking kasha, truths him, and eventually had made a sefer. He made his own sefer. He was mostly like, oh, a very successful sefer. So, what happened over here? What happened was, he was Moisa Nefesh. He did something really, really difficult for himself in the midst of Tzedakah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you are now Zoicha to do far more. Before, maybe he wasn't Zoicha to learn so much Torah. But he had done something which for him was really difficult. Maybe somebody else, to give that amount of money wouldn't be difficult. Maybe he wasn't so much money even. For him it was difficult. And some of these Moisa Nefesh, to do a mitzvah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him to do far more. So let's just chaz over the points which you said so far. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's not so much the physical thing, a person thinks, how much physically there's a problem, a barrier. A person needs to bear in mind, zchus, to be two mitzvahs is a zchus. And to be zoicha, every little bit, every extra mitzvah is an extra zchus. And every little bit of less gashmias is also zchus. I had a good marshal of that how gashmias can take away a bit of the zchal mitzvah. Once there was people sent up warplanes, over a different country, to bomb. And the Russians had missiles, very, very technologically advanced missiles. And there was a problem: how do you get past these missiles? So somebody came with a good idea. He said these missiles are attracted to metal. So when they were going out, and the missile starts locking onto the aircraft, they threw into the air mesh, metal mesh. Little bit of silver foil, nothing. But then the metal is confused. The missile is confused now because it's attracted to metal. You got a big airplane. We got huge amounts of metal in other places. So we got that every mitzvah a person does is attraction, makes a person want to do more mitzvah. But if you have attractions from the other side, could be this very powerful missile is attracted to other things. Every little bit which we cut down helps us that the missile should have the effect. And at the same time, Mesiras Nefesh, Moisa Nefesh for Mitzvah, is a very, very strong kerch. There's one another nekuda which I need to be moisif about how a person is zoicha to mitzvahs. And that is a mitzvah, the Musa called Kvius. Reb Nosson Vachtfeigel says, we know there's a Yesod. The Yesod says, Midah Keneged Midah. Midah Keneged Midah, we all know to mean that a person, we imagine, does a aveira in a certain thing, he'll have an inish in that thing. But Rabbi Nosson Vechtweg, Lekuta Amarim, says it's far more wide-ranging than that. He says, imagine Yud Tes Shvat of Toshin Ayin Vov, a person really, really tries hard to learn better and to daven better. Yud Tes Shvat, in the next year, he'll have a koyach. Yud Tes Shvat, the next year, he'll have a koyach, he'll feel a stronger source from the Shemaim to learn better, to daven better. For instance, he says a person puts in a lot of effort in a certain mitzvah. This mitzvah he puts in a lot of effort, into matzah, for instance. He'll always, for the rest of his life, feel a tremendous koyach in his matzah. Sometimes a person feels Tisha B'Av. He feels a tremendous asaurus in Tisha B'Av. Why is that? 1 year Tisha B'Av, he had put in a lot of effort, and therefore, every year after that, he feels asaurus Tisha B'Av, whatever the case is, whatever the mitzvah is, whatever the day is, he gives a hashpah. So if somebody does a mitzvah, he puts in effort with the mysterious nefesh, b'kvias, he always does that mitzvah b'kvias, that gives a koyach that will be able to do this mitzvah always b'kvias. That story, Ma'aris Tafiyemi brought down many years ago, a story, and it struck me a very strong story. There was somebody who was learning Tafiyemi, but he was learning Tafiyemi, took it very, very seriously. And he would learn it, chazer it, maybe 6 or 7 times, and everybody knew Tafiyemi, that's a person's life, he was very, very into it. And there was no such thing missing a day, absolutely not. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, holiday, there was no such thing. He took it very, very seriously. You know, mashlim. So, one time it happened, his sister was nifta. So, he needed to sit shiva. And the people, he was so into Daf Yomi, his friends and family were wondering, how would he cope without Daf Yomi for 7 days? So they were wondering, and the first day of the shiva, they see he comes down, and he goes to the Sfarim Shrank, he takes out Gemara, starts learning. So they're wondering, they told him, you always learn Daf Yomi, but then Aval isn't allowed to learn Torah. So he says, look, Daf Yomi is now up to Moyed Cotton, and there's now 7 Daf about Avelos. And now, these 7 days, this Sheva I can keep with. So I thought to myself when I heard the story, we say, Keheim Chayein V'Ori Chemenu, that Torah keeps a person alive. Although this person could very well have literally kept his sister alive. Could be it was Mashiach to his sister to die maybe 2-3 months earlier. But the Malach said, no, she can't yet die because we know you have to Moed Cotton. Wait till Moed Cotton, this person can die then because his brother is keeping Daf Yomi. He needs to keep up. So if a person has a kvias in a mitzvah, it's a tremendous koyach. There's another thing a person can also be moisi if a person wants to be zaycha. And that is the musuk of Mezakeh Sarabim. We know, call him Mezakeh Sarabim, Ein Chet Ba'al Yodai. The Nosach, the Gemara says, that, Shelo Yehu B'Gehenem, V'Talmidah B'Gen Eden. Can't be, imagine he's sitting in Gen Eden, his Talmidim all sitting in Gen Eden. So a person's trying to be Matzliach, in Avodas Hashem, and he finds it very difficult. There's barriers, all he finds is difficult, the effort. But if a person puts in effort in Mezakeh Sarabim, there's many, many ways to put in Mezakeh Sarabim. Support people who are giving Torah, so arrange people should give Shurim and Torah, or giving papers of Chizuk. Any person can be Mashpia on other people, that is Mezakeh Sarabim. That's a tremendous koyach automatically. After that, the person feels that he's got koyach, his Torah is going better, his tefillah is going better. But what happens with all this? So we spoke about a person putting in a bit of effort, extra effort. We're speaking about a person puts in Tmimayat in Gashmias. We spoke about Mesiras Nefesh. We spoke about Zakeh Sarabim. But what happens before all that? Somebody really, he feels a tremendous atzlus. Maybe he's done a lot of Averis. And Averis don't let the person do mitzvahs. We see there's a musik of Shogeg. Person needs to bring a carbon shogig. And a person can think, why does a person need to bring a carbon shogig? It's not his fault. He forgot, he's only human. And the third is because if he wasn't careful once, it must have been amazing once. If he wasn't careful as much as he was, then his shogig wouldn't have, if he was as careful as he could have been, a shogig wouldn't have come. A shogig only comes when a person isn't careful as much as he could. So somebody maybe, like we say, it's called Mavatl Zatoya, the Lord Batalim. Batalim Harbe come after that. Somebody called Makayim Zatoya Ma'oini, save Makayim Ma'oisha. Somebody tries to do mitzvahs when it's difficult. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mazakim. Mavatl Zatoya Ma'oisha, save Makayim Ma'oini. He finds it very difficult to be Makayim Mitzvahs after that. So how can a person switch on from the matzav of or his ovar, of where he's got a lot of the past, which is stopping him, which is a mania stopping him doing mitzvahs, maybe ketrugim even, to be able to mekayim mitzvahs. So there's a concept called machshava kemaisa. When a person wants to do something, a kodesh baruch is mitzarif to a maisa. That's by yid, by going not. So what happens? You have a yid, and he finds it difficult. So he thinks himself, it'd be so beautiful if I'd be able to learn. It'd be so beautiful if we'd be able to daven. You call him in English fantasizing about doing mitzvahs. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to go now and learn 18 hours deep. It'd be so beautiful. Halavad of the cheshek even. I'd want to want. This person is sitting on his couch. But he's thinking and he's dreaming to himself how nice it'd be to be Zakis Ram to give shiurim. All these machshavas, all these ritzonos gather together and become a tremendous force to be able to mizak him. They should put it into practice. And Kol Shekein, if this is machshavas in mizak yisarabim, you got the two milers, you got machshava to do mitzvah, machshava to be mizak yisarabim, this mitzvah of the future comes and says, come, you'd like to do this mitzvah, I'll help you. The Chofetz Chaim says that if somebody wants to do a mitzvah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends him a malach to help him. So I was thinking to myself, how big is this malach? How much Sefer Yishmai does he get? So I thought, it depends how much he wants. If a person wants to do a small mitzvah, a small malach will come to help him. If a person would like to do a very big mitzvah, then obviously a very big malach comes to help him. So the more a person dreams big and would love to help and do tremendous mitzvahs, the more he's got the yecholus to do it. And there's even a very physical sense how it can help us. It's not only as machshava kemaisa. Reb Chaim Friedlander says, how does Ayin Hara work? And he says, Ayin Hara works because a person that tzelem nekim osas adam, a Kodesh Baruch created the world all over machshavta with his thought. And a Kodesh Baruch gave a power in a person that his thoughts can create. So Kodeshkin, if a person thought, is thinking, he'd like to do good things, he'd like to daven, he'd like to learn, he'd like to be Mizaki Sarabim, is a tremendous curve to put into practice. There's one more thing I'd like to add. We say, Achim V'Rakim Yutin, there's a drash. Achim V'Rakim Yutin, the word Ach and the word Rak is a miut, it comes to my mind. And I thought of a title like this. Often when it comes to do a mitzvah, a person can have two things the Yitzhara comes and tries to stop him. One is the ach. A person thinks, oh, he's done so many averas, he can't do it. It's too big, this mitzvah, he can't manage. And there's another thing a person stops a person doing it. It's a person says, this mitzvah is too small, what will be the difference? It'll come a minute later. And that's rak. It's only a small mitzvah. A person needs to bear in mind, it's not about the physical ability to do a mitzvah. Even a person has a tremendous mania, tremendous difficulty to do a mitzvah, if he's zoicha, all the barriers fall apart. And on the other hand, even if he thinks he'll be able to do the mitzvah, if he's not trying his hardest, maybe he won't be zoicha. So a person needs to bear in mind, achim v'rakim yutin. These two things keep a person small. Ach, the thing is too big and a person can't manage. And rak, it's only a small mitzvah. A person should bear in mind that every mitzvah is a schus. And it's not a matter of our physical abilities to do the mitzvah, it's a matter of how much we zoicha to do the mitzvah. And we can dream and try our best to do a mitzvah. Because even the biggest mania is not a mania, and even the smallest thing that we attempt is all adding to our schus to be zoicha to do mitzvahs, Be'ez Hashem.